Blog Talk Radio.
Right there, guys, and that's going to be our guest today. So I want y'all to get ready for that because, brother got something to say, obviously, right? So I want y'all to just want to make sure everybody's tuned in. Get yourselves relaxed. This is Throwback. No, this is Indie Jazz Day on Solar Records Radio, where we're more. It's Hump Day, right? So it's the middle of the week, but on top of it, it's right before Thanksgiving. It's a day before Thanksgiving. And so this is a good day to be chilling because there's a lot going on. The wives are cooking. Some of the guys are cooking as well. And this is a wonderful time just to chill and hear a great interview with Ty. And I tell you, I enjoy this brother. He's such a good man, and I enjoy talking to him. And so we look forward to just hearing his story. And what's been going on in his world. You know, this COVID thing has kind of messed everybody up for a moment, but the musicians and the artists are getting back out there and they're starting to do their thing, and we're so blessed because of it, because we've been on lockdown as well, right? And so we recognize how much we miss each other and how much we need each other. So I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for the opportunity for these brothers and sisters to get back out on the road and do their thing. And so thank you again for tuning in. I want to say hello to all of our listeners all over the world. This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. Much love to you guys. I hope you guys are doing well. And we already got comments. I love that track by Ty. And so you got a lot more coming. So, guys, so thank you so much. And we appreciate you very much for being a part of Solar Records Radio. And, you know, the other day we had an interview yesterday. It was not really an interview. It was our talk show, and we had a guest on, Coach Ryall Simmons. And man, oh man, I've just been hearing such wonderful comments in regards to that show yesterday. And so I want to thank the coach once again for coming on and just blessing us with all these scientific words that I couldn't even hardly pronounce. But I really enjoyed it because it was really a blessing just to understand how music really affects us on the inside, right? On the inside, and how the chemicals are turned on and turned off by certain things. So, but anyway, guys, so it's Thanksgiving tomorrow. Man, oh man, can you believe it already? It is time to get down and enjoy some great food. So, all right, guys, so we're going to keep on going here, and I'm excited. And so right after this next song, we're going to bring Ty on, and we're going to get busy here on Solar Records Radio. This is your boy, Wardell Potts Jr., so you guys get ready, and let's do this together. Much love. Oh, yeah, that's Three Style right there, putting it down on Solar Records Radio. And I'm so excited, guys, because it's about that time to get to our special guests for today. And don't forget, on Indie Jazz Day, it's all about good food, good music, and good conversation. And that's what we're about to have right now with our brother, Ty Cozy. So, Ty Cozy, are you there, my brother?
I'm here. How you doing, Wardell?
All right, I said Cozy. That's a good stage name.
I've been called worse, my brother.
Man, oh man, hi, how have you been, my brother?
Man, I'm doing great, man. I'm looking forward to spending some family time with my family for Thanksgiving. And by the way, happy Thanksgiving to you too.
Thank you, brother. You know, I appreciate that very much, and this is my favorite time of the year, starting with my birthday, and so right at my birthday is Halloween, right, and then right after it just keeps going. Then next thing you know, we got Thanksgiving, and then we got Christmas, and then we got New Year's, and then right after that is my sister's and my mother's birthday. So it just keeps going. It just keeps going. Yeah. So
you're all in the mix.
Oh man, it's a busy time of the year, the next 3 months or so, you know, and so we're just excited. As a matter of fact, my group Dynasty has a new single that's coming out on the 1st of December. So, you know, there's a lot going on right now, and there's a lot of us like yourself that have been kind of stagnated because of COVID, and so now it's time to get back out there and do what we love to do. And so, I want to hear your story, man. This is all about you. Okay. So I don't want you to feel rushed. I want you to just really take your time and break it down to us about how Ty became the artist that he is today, you know, but we want to know the beginning of how these things happened for you, how you were blessed with a gift. So, why don't you share your story with us? And like I said, take your time.
Absolutely. Well, I came from what I call a family of sisters, of soul sister singers. And because I had like three sisters that could really, really sing. And back when I was growing up in Fort Wayne, Indiana, my parents used to have a company come over, you know, and they entertain and everything, but they would never let us come into the living room. But my sisters were singers, so my dad used to call them into the living room just so they could sing and perform in front of the company that came over to the house. And the company really enjoyed them. And, you know, my dad had his chest stuck out, of course. And so that was great. So, you know, I got a chance to experience that. But I kind of wanted a little bit of piece of the action. So I would kind of sing around the house a little bit. My dad heard me sing. And I had the opportunity to go into the living room and perform for his company, and they loved me and gave me pocket change. So, you know, that was very inspiring to me.
Yeah. Little money helps.
That was like my first live audience and, you know, my first payday. So, you know,
right.
I've been a little kid like that, you know, and that kind of inspired me. So, moving on into my career, actually, I always knew that I wanted to be a performer and at least a recording artist. And I used to write poetry, and so it was kind of a transition into writing music lyrically, and so that's what got me started. And I put out a demo once, and a guy named Najee, a saxophone player, really good friend of mine now, he heard it, he liked it, he invited me out to Oakland at the time, which was where he was living, and wanted to work with me to see how we worked together. So there for 2 weeks, and we worked together for 2 weeks, and we really hit it off really good. And at the time, Najee didn't have his record label in place. He was going through a transition with his record label. So he told me, Ty, he said, I'd like to have you on my record label. He said, but I'm waiting to get my budget. And so we waited, and finally he got his budget. He called me up and said, Ty, I got the budget. Need you to come back out again. So I went back out, and we started recording an album called Morning Tenderness, which is back in 98, 99. And I co-wrote three songs on there with him. And then I was able to be featured on one of the songs called Just For You. And with that, I was able to go out on the road with him for his Morning Tenderness tour, and I was featured. And it's kind of crazy because while I was out on the road, you know, because I was a big Najee fan from the beginning because I'm a lover of jazz, but I was a big Najee fan from the beginning. And being out on the road with him, you know, I'm kind of like a cheerleader. You know, I'm green. You know, I come from the, you know, small town in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And so so I remember many times going to my sound checks, and you know, when I get done with my sound check, there would be people, you know, kind of sneaking in trying to get a peek at the sound and, you know, the performers and stuff. And then after the show, people would ask me, Ty, where can we buy your CD from? And so I said, well, my CDs are all over the world. You could buy just about anywhere. I said, because I'm with Najee. And they said, no. We want to buy your CD. And then it clicked in my head that, you know what, I don't have any CDs. And so after I got off the tour, that's what inspired me to go back home and start writing and recording my own material and recording my own album. So from that point on, this, I think, is my 17th album that this U-Turn album that I just released on November 12th is my 17th album, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
So that's how I got started.
Wow, you've been doing this for a minute then. And then, now, yeah. You know, I really want to back up though, so, because I really want to know some detailed information. When you had that moment with your family and you sang and you got tips, how old were you around then?
Oh boy, I had to be, oh man, I don't even think if I was 10. I don't even know if I was 10 or not.
Okay. So at that point, when you performed, were you singing for them?
Well, actually, I was just, you know, singing around the house, and, you know, I wanted my dad to hear me. So my dad heard me, and he's like, oh, we need to have, you know, my company listen to my son sing. So that was just, you know, something, you know, that for me that was inspiring, because I just looked up to my sisters who sang so well, and I got my opportunity. And from that point on, I just didn't know how to, you know,
right.
Pump the brakes on that thing.
Okay, so let me just, what song did you sing?
I think it was Stand By Me by Benny King.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yes, very nice.
I still sing that song today.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite all-time songs right there, too. That's what an amazing song that is. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh, yeah, it's classic.
Yeah. Yeah, that is something else. And we lost him about a year or so ago, unfortunately. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then let's just go back. So we're there, right? And you're young and you're trying to figure this thing out. What did you do? Did you get this gift from your parents? That you said your sisters were singers. Was it your parents singers as well?
Yeah, my dad used to sing, and actually my mom did, but they never sang professionally. You know, we just sang in, you know, in the choir, and that's where, you know, our roots are. And actually, you know, I always, you know, God gave me the gift, so, you know, it was up to me to develop it. But I was inspired, like I said, by my sisters. And my sister actually went out. She was signed with Warner Brothers in the late, early 80s. She was signed, and she went over to Iceland and did, you know, a tour over there in Iceland with some guys from Warner Brothers. And I had the opportunity to go to California at that time and meet these guys. And one of the guys was married to a model. And I was sitting at the dinner table with these people. And, you know, I'm kind of blown away because I'm young and looking at this. And the next night, I see this lady. She's on the Johnny Carson show. And I'm like, man, I just had dinner with her. And so, you know, so the spotlights were always all around me, Wardell. And, you know, and when the spotlights are shining like that, it's, you know how it is, brother. You know,
yeah.
Everybody wants
yeah.
a piece of the spotlight.
right.
So, you know,
absolutely.
That was more inspiration for me, too.
Okay. Now, what about in high school? Were you involved in any of the music classes, or were you just an independent contractor?
Well, actually, I got totally away from the music, and I played basketball is what I did. I know sports meant a lot to me back then, and you know, like every kid, you think you're going to the NBA. You know, I mean, you know, so you put all your energy in trying to be the best you can be in high school. But at the same time, I never totally, because I was singing in the church choir at the same time. But, you know, a lot of my attention and my energy went to trying to play sports in high school. So, but I still was writing poetry. And, you know, I remember writing a song for the choir back in the day, even though I was playing basketball. So I guess I can't say I totally got away from it, but most of my attention was focused on athletics at that time.
Okay. And when did you decide it's time to get back to it?
When I was an old man.
later on in years, man. Okay. And so, I'm just thinking, like, all these years, you know you can sing, but you're not using your gifts. And when you hear songs on the radio and you were singing along, your passion didn't say, hey, what are we doing here?
Yeah, absolutely. I was always inspired by music, and some of my favorite artists were great crooners, you know, like Donny Hathaway and Jonathan Butler, Peebo Bryson, and those guys, you know. And I remember listening to you guys, Dynasty. And like I told you before, my favorite song from you guys was Adventures in the Land of Music. And that was just a great album that you guys did, man. And I didn't know how extensive, you know, things were, you know, for you. I went and looked up some things on your bio, man. You got an incredible career, man.
Thank
Unbelievable.
You. Unbelievable. Thanks.
So, you know, it's people like yourself that inspired me back when I was coming up, even though that hasn't been so long ago in my book. It's almost like it was yesterday to me.
Okay. All right. Well, so, you know, to me, I'm trying to figure out how did that connection with Raji, how did that
with
happen? Najee, how did that happen out of nowhere? Something had to happen. How did he even know you could sing? So when did you start singing again?
Well, actually, I always wanted to sing, and I guess after I got out of college, I went to college for like 3 years. And after college, you know, I started thinking to myself, I was like, I got to do something, you know, because I feel like, you know, I'm bigger and better than what, you know, the life that I'm living right now. So I had to do some soul searching, you know, and find out where are my strengths. Leave something behind, some kind of legacy behind, you know. How can I just do something that I really can be proud of and not look back and say, I wish I had done it. And so as I did this soul searching, I started to realize, you know, what my talents have always been, which was rooted in my voice and, you know, poetry and that. So I started getting involved and plays. I got involved in a play, and I was able to sing in a couple of plays, and it started rekindling, you know, that inspiration that I had before, and people really started taking me serious, and then so, you know, it inspired me even more. But I guess when the biggest opportunity came for me was the night that Freddie Jackson and Melissa Morgan and Najee came to my hometown to perform. And Freddie Jackson's album was really hot. And Melissa Morgan was singing with him. They all were hot at that time. And So they were on this tour called the Tasty Love Tour. And so we were watching me and some of the guys. I used to sing in a group kind of like a Boys to Men kind of group. And so we were sitting in the audience watching the show, and this guy comes up to me and taps me on the shoulder. He said, "Can you come with me?" And I'm like, "Oh boy." And so I'm thinking back 10 years, what have I done in the last 10 years that somebody could tap me on the shoulder and say, "Come with me." And so he said, "Oh, he said, all of it's cool, man." He said, "I know who you are." He said, "I want you guys to come with me because I heard you could sing, and I want to see, hear for myself if you guys can sing." So he invited us up to his room, and this was Najee's road manager at the time. And so he invited us up to his room. And so we were all nervous, but we had great harmony, man. We really, none of us knew how to play instruments. So when we practiced harmonies, and the harmonies had to be right because there was no guidance as far as none of us were musicians, you know, so it had to be just straight up a cappella, just great harmonic singing. And so we would tune up. I'm looking at one guy. He's looking at me. He's looking at the other guy. He's like, "You got your part? You got your part?" "I got my part, man." So we just kind of we just kind of gave a little hum, and it was in harmony. And the guy said, "Wow." And I was like, "Well, we're just warming up." He said, "Well, if that's just warming up," he said, "I hate to hear what you guys sound like when you get ready to sing." So that just boosted all the confidence that we needed, and we just kind of blew that thing away. And so he invited us to a meeting in a town nearby. It's about maybe 2 hours away from my town, where Najee and the other guys are going to be doing a concert. And we had a meeting and everything. So long story short, I sent this guy a demo of just me, because the group, I don't know if they wanted to go that far, but I wanted to go that far. My inspiration was really running rapid at that time. And so I sent him a demo, and back then it was a cassette. And so he got the demo, and I didn't hear from this guy for like maybe 2 weeks. And he said, "Ty," he said, "I'm sorry I didn't get in touch with you." He said, "I was over in Indonesia with Najee, and we were on tour over there." And he said, "But we got your demo. Najee really liked your demo, and he wants to meet you." I said, "You kidding me, man?" I said, "You kidding me?" He said, "No." He said, "Seriously, man." He said, "Ty, he wants you to come out to California." And I'm like, "Are you serious?" He's like, "Yeah, man." I said, "So when do I get the meeting?" And so Najee says, "What's up, Ty?" he was on the other line. It was a conference call, and I didn't know it. And so, from there, you know, we just kind of, you know, talked to each other and pulled that plan for me to come out there and do that demo work with him. And that's when he asked me if I would be on the album.
Wow. So, some things are just meant to be. Some things are just meant to be. And, I mean, I'm just listening to your story going, wow. You know, this brother, it just kept happening for him. It was like the industry was coming after you. You didn't even, I mean, you were like taking a break. "Look, I'm doing other things. I know I can sing, but that's not the most important thing to me right now. I got life things that I want to do." And so, man, I'm so grateful for your story. That's a great story. Hey, we have a listener. I have a question for you. It says, what was going on with the recording company when, and then it says, Ty Song, this is, it looks Ty Sing, came out
in
2004.
Enticing is what they're, I don't know what they were asking, but the name of the album was called Enticing. What was going on with the album?
Okay, that's what they're at? My fault. It says Ty. It sounds like your name. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm pretty much in all of my recordings and titles and stuff, I use my name. I got an album out called Ty Angles and Enticing, and you know.
Oh yeah, you're just playing off of that. It just got me real good again. Okay, so what was going on with the record company? Is that's the question. When Ty Sing came out, in 2004, and this affected your approach to love notes in 2005, I think that is.
Love Notes. That's another album of mine, Love Notes. That's somebody who sounds like they follow my music.
Yeah, oh yeah, and they wanted to know, and did this affect your approach to Love Notes in 2005?
Yeah.
Whatever. What happened with the record company?
Okay, well, I was signed with a record company out of New York, a small label, and what happened was there was some some conflicting issues between us, but we were still friends, but at the same time we decided to go our separate ways with the label and stuff, because I was still green at the time, and I had just the latest thing that I had ever did was on Road with Nazi, but before that I had no skills as far as production or anything like that. I was just a singer. And so what happened with that, actually the first time I released Enticing, it was actually a compilation of demo work that I had before. And that was some of the conflicting issues, is that it was demo work, but this guy wanted to put it out there and release it as an album, and I just didn't feel good about it. And so that was one of the conflicting issues that we had. So actually the album, my first album, which is Enticing, was released twice. After me and the record label split, I did another one called Enticing Rekindled. And so I own all the rights to my songs and stuff, because all my stuff is original, and I had all the rights to it and everything. But I didn't leave on a bad note with the guy. We just decided to, go our separate ways. And after I released that demo, I made a few songs of my own on there, and it did have an effect on my next album, which was Love Notes, that came after that, because I've never considered myself a legitimate producer. All I ever wanted to do was just write and sing, and let somebody else do the music for me,
Right.
But as I, like I said, being green, went around trying to get people to believe in my dream and produce music for me. Everybody had their own thing that they were doing, trying to, get into the industry too. And so nobody would have the time to produce me, because they was trying to do their own thing. And I certainly didn't have the money to pay any big time producers and stuff. And my mom's, and this is one of the most touching stories for me, my mom, at the time saw the struggle, and she was like, "Son, I see you struggle day after day, and I see your passion for this thing." She said, "I'm tired of watching you struggle, so I'm going to take you to the music store, and we're going to get a keyboard for you." I said, "Mom," I said, "we don't have money for a keyboard."
Mm.
She said, "We don't have money, but I got a credit card." "I'm making this investment into you." And so
it's beautiful. Thank you, Mom.
And so I go out to this record store. I don't know if you're familiar with a record store, but this record store is called Sweetwater.
Yeah, I know Sweetwater. It's
an
online
store.
It's
right here in my town.
Oh yeah, we have it's online for us.
Oh.
so where what town is that?
It's Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Oh wow, that's what Sweetwater
is. Yeah,
didn't know that.
Yeah, and I think I know it's in the top two or three, if it's not number one, largest music distribution in the world. Here in my little town.
Yeah, everybody know about Sweetwater.
Yeah, but anyway, my mom took me out to Sweetwater, and I'm like, "Mom, I'm all embarrassed, Wardell, because it's like I don't even know how to work with people." You know what I'm supposed to get,
Right,
I'm looking at these keyboards, and they're all like, you know, thousands of dollars, you know, like, you know, starting off at $2,000 and stuff. And I'm like, Mom, I said, you know, we don't really need to be here. She said, son, you smart. You're going to figure this out. And so one thing I did know from a guy back in the day told me, he said, what you need is a what they call a workstation keyboard where you could record your drums, add, you know, bass, add other instruments and on top of, you know, your drum beats. And that's all I really wanted to do. I said, once I get, you know, something to sing to, I'll be happy. So I took that keyboard home, and it sat in the basement for a week. And all I could hear in my mind was my mom saying, Ty, you smart. You'll figure this out. And that's exactly what I did. And I started really hearing, you know, the chords and stuff that I want. And I'm not an accomplished player. I play a little bit, just enough to produce my music. And so I've heard chords, and, you know, I added bass lines and stuff like that. And I ended up doing this first CD called Loopholes, because all the everything was a loop. No changes, no bridges. This is I call it a loophole. But anyway, my mom used to listen to me in the basement as I was singing and, you know, playing this stuff, and people were starting to ask, man, where can we get this CD at, you know? And I'm like, you know, this is not a CD. This is, and so they're like, well, we want that CD. And they were willing to pay money for it. And back then, all you did was burn CDs and you write your name with a magic marker on there. And that was just, you know, your inscription.
Wow. Exactly.
But Love Notes, when that came, that really tested everything I had as far as, you know, my writing and also especially my production skills, because I had no clue of what I was doing. And as I did it, God bless me, man, and he and I came up with that album, man, and it started resonating with the Steppers community real time, big time.
Right.
You know, nice. People over in the UK, I love my people from the UK, but people over in the UK started hearing it, and they started embracing my music and supporting me, and they gave me so much confidence, man, and so much inspiration. And I think after Love Notes, that's when things really took off for me, and that's kind of the story behind it. And one of the things that I'm really proud of is the fact that my mom had enough confidence in me to say, I know you don't even know how to plug it in, but you're smart and you'll figure it out. And from that, I developed my own unique style, from which you just heard, you know, something like Too Hot, the first song you played.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
You know, it's that's why, see, that's what I wanted from you, what you just did. You dug down deep, you know. I mean, those other things are great too, but to hear the story about mom and that investment and her child, and you know what, I'm basing this on faith. Has nothing to do with how much money I got. I have faith in my child, and I'm going to invest in him. And look, you're 17 albums later, you're still doing it. And so it's so important. And this is for, you know, the younger parents with kids that want to do music. It really means the world to us when you guys, you know, support us. And not that we need you to spend your money, but we just need you to support us as we are trying to, you know, we have something inside of us telling us that this is something that we want to do. And in some cases, it's just some kids just wanting to figure it out. They're trying to figure out what they're going to do, and they'll just randomly say something. But the ones that have that passion inside of them, it never leaves. And
absolutely.
And so you started out with it, and then you let it go, but the passion was still there. And years later, you came back to it, and now, look, it's just going to be your legacy. Listen, before we get to another song of yours, I want the listeners to hear more of your music. But before we get to that, can you talk a little bit about the video that you were doing? This is from overseas. See, they know what's going on with you, because I have no idea. A change is going to come, and talk a little bit about the police department that
oh,
you
wow.
Fort Wayne Police Department.
I just did a video maybe about 2 months ago, and I did a song called "The Change Is Gonna Come" by Sam Cooke. I redid the song and re-recorded it and everything. And where that story came from with the police department, from my town is totally in this video. So basically how it stemmed was that I felt like we needed a change in this world. Everybody, every city, everywhere you live, we needed a change, because when things when things happened from the George Floyd, incident, I mean, America and people around the world, their eyes were open, because you could actually see something that's going on that was hidden behind the scenes before. But I just wanted to shine a brighter light on law enforcement, because law enforcement really got a bad taste in their mouths when happened. But all law enforcement people are not like, what you saw in the George Floyd incident.
Right.
So
right.
What I wanted to do was shine a little more light on the, because the people were talking about defunding the police department everywhere. And, just like I talked about my mom, my mom, she's in heaven now, but my mom was 86 years old. And if my mom is at home by herself and somebody's breaking in her house to rob her or even, rape her or anything like that, who are you going to call? You got to call law enforcement. And so I just thought to totally defund law enforcement was not the right answer for what we're doing, because there's two sides to one story. One side sounds good and sounds like the truth until you hear the other side. So I just wanted to shine a little more light. And so the police department was totally behind me. And if you watch this video, it's got police officers in it, sirens going, uniformed police officers. You got all kinds of stuff going on, but it's portraying a message, because back in the day when I was growing up, friends would come to my neighborhood and they help us clean up the alleys and stuff like that. So we didn't run from police when we saw police. We embraced them and they embraced us, but times had drastically changed. And so I just wanted to show, just a brighter side and just some awareness, and try to educate some people, to just open your mind to both sides of the story, because, we're not going to defund policing. It just what I mean, if you defund policing, now we got the Wild Wild West is what we got. So
yeah,
I think that just for me doing my part, because I do have a platform in my city and people trust me, and so they'll listen. So, and that's all I want them to do is listen, make your own decision, but at least, I thank you for giving me the platform to voice my opinion. So, and the video of "A Change Is Going to Come" is just wonderful, man. So I hope everybody go to YouTube and just type in Ty Causey, "A Change Is Going to Come" video. And I think you'll see what I mean.
Awesome. That's great. Now I have to, I take my hat off to you for that. I think that's beautiful. I'm glad that you are wise enough to, and the police department was wise enough to work with you on that as well. Because it is definitely, the police have been getting a very bad rap, and it's pretty ugly. It's pretty, pretty ugly out there right now.
Yeah.
But just based off of what you just said, this is something that's just a little off, because we didn't think that a lot of us, when I say we, I'm talking black, just the minority.
Okay.
And we were feeling this feeling of living in the United States is ugly for us, because we don't get the justice that that we feel we deserve just as a human being. and a citizen mm-hmm. of the United States, you know. And so, but because of the verdict today, it really helped to ease some of the tension when yeah. we convicted those three guys who killed that young man at 19 years old. So I'm so grateful for the, you know, for them to take that very seriously. And I'm talking about, you know, the judge was absolutely amazing the way that he handled that court and stuff. And so, but anyway, I like it when we can talk about the goodness of law enforcement. And so mm-hmm. I want to thank you for, you know, saying, hey guys, there's two sides to every coin. And so I know there's a lot of ugliness going on in the United States in regards to, you know, how blacks are treated and minorities mm-hmm. are treated. You know, anyone other than white is treated. And so, you know, but you got to understand, because I had a really good upbringing with police officers too, until I went to California. In Philadelphia, I was very comfortable with the police. And one of the mm-hmm. things that a lot of us don't do is, and I don't know why, I don't understand, it might be upbringing, but I'm always very respectful to them when they pull me over. I don't challenge their authority. It's like they have a gun, first of all. I'm not gonna piss you off, you know. And yeah. I wanna be able to drive away and not be carried away, you know. So it's you know, so you gotta use your wisdom when you're dealing with a situation like that. But listen, I wanna play your song, and then I have one more question for you from the listeners when we come back. But Contagious, you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, Contagious is a funny story. I'll make it quick, though. Contagious, back in 2019, when COVID first hit, I was working on an album, this particular album, even before that. And so, you know, once COVID hit, everybody was on lockdown and people, you know, couldn't do a whole lot. So, you know, for me, it was an opportunity for me to work on my album, you know, and really focus on it. But I had already had this song in my mind, and it was going to be the title song. And when COVID hit, I was like, I don't think Contagious would be a good name, good title for this album. So what I had to do was I had to make a U-turn and say, okay, I wanted this to be Contagious, the title to be Contagious, but I had to make a U-turn and get a different title for the song. And actually, that gave me an idea, and I just said, I'll just name the album U-turn. So that's my story on Contagious.
All right. Thank you for that's great. All right. Well, so guys, we'll be right back with Ty Kazi, and we're about to listen to his song, Contagious, on Solar Records Radio. We'll be right back. Now that's funky right there. Go ahead, Ty. Show us what you're working with. So, man, oh man. So, I know your mom is proud of you, man, and I'm glad that you were able to do exactly what she told you. That she knew you were smart. I knew you were smart enough to figure it out, baby. And you did.
Yep.
All right, Mom. All right. So, by the way, you said at the beginning of the interview, you said your sister sang. You ever have them sing with you on anything?
No, I've had them sing at my show. I got one sister that actually still sings even now. She's back into the gospel genre of music, but she still sings, and every now and then she comes out to one of my shows, and you know, I give her the microphone, let her do her thing.
That's so cool. My sisters sing too, but I can't sing at all, not even a little bit. It's so sad.
Oh.
It's so, maybe let me see if I can talk. If your mom was to say, Wardell, you can figure it out. I need to hear somebody else. Go ahead.
I don't know who taught you how to beat them drums, man, but I'm telling you, man, that is art right there. I mean, because, you know, it takes so much coordination, man. I mean, you have to use all sides of your brain to play every one of those. It's just incredible. So my hat's off to you, my brother.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we have to take out that word beat because I play drums, man, and I love to play them, and they are so close to my heart, my soul, because they come from my soul. So I have so much respect for the instrument itself.
Mm-hmm.
So when I play it, I play it with love. I don't beat on it. I play it with love, and they give me back love. And so it's a wonderful, wonderful relationship between me and the drums, man. And I would never divorce them.
I hear you. It's paid off through the years for you, man, because your work is excellent, man, and I'm just impressed.
Ah, you're very kind. Thank you. I appreciate that. There was one more question. I got to do this one last question because we run out of time. Let me see. What did it say? He will like that. Oh, okay. Hold on. No, that's not a question. That's my associate producer telling me stuff to do. You know, they always behind the scenes telling us what to do, right? Okay. One more time. You did it. Turn your mic up. Turn it down. You're flat. You're sharp. Okay, so something about last night on our show, we were talking about the message in the music. What I wanted to do, you know, there. Can you tell us if there are any songs of yours that you own carry powerful message, or that carry powerful messages, and which song by others? I don't know what that means, but which song by? So do you have a? I think what the question is that it. So we were yesterday. We had a show, and it was about, you know, the messages in the music. Right. And so, And so like out of your songs, which one of your songs do you think would be one of those songs that have a great message?
Wow. I've 17 albums, man. It's hard for me to just pinpoint.
Well, what about the recent album?
Well, one of the songs that I really, truly am proud of is a song I did back in 2010 called A Place in Your Heart. And it's a video on it, too. It's called A Place in Your Heart. It's all the message is pretty much, you know, place in your heart for me, you know, as far as a female and a man, you know, getting together and this and stuff. This woman has been hurt in her life, and you know, she don't want to be bothered with love no more because she don't know how to love. She don't trust love and this. And here comes a good guy, you know, and he's like, you know what? I don't know what your past is like, but all I know is I want a future with you. Is there a place in your heart for me?
Oh, and, that's cool. I love it. Love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love lyrics, and that makes me happy. That's a good one.
Yeah,
right there.
Me too.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. That's good. Okay,
I'm not
so
too good as an interviewer. I'm not too good as an interviewer because I I'd rather be singing everything to you, but I know I can't do that. But you know,
well, you know, the funny thing you said that is because yesterday in our conversation we were talking about also not just the message in music but the power of music. And mm-hmm. and I had mentioned that I have a friend who just stutters so bad. It is so, mm-hmm. I mean, really, really bad. And he's struggling, and it hurts my heart. And I'm always trying to finish his sentences for him. He don't want me to do that, right? But, you know, you want to, you know, help them through. But
your heart goes out to him.
Right, your heart just goes out. But when he gets on the microphone, dude, he sounds like an angel. He sounds like an angel. Like, how is that even possible? I said that because of what you said. You know, you'd rather sing it and then explain it, right? So can you just please tell us, we got 52 seconds. Can you please tell us how we could follow you? And, you know, any of the listeners want to follow you, your website or whatever, you know, so we can support your career.
Sure. You can reach me. My website is tycausymusic.com. Again, that's tycausymusic.com. That's my website. You can reach me on Facebook, which is Facebook Ty Causey, Twitter on Ty Causey, Instagram Ty Causey, Reverb Nation Ty Causey, and absolutely go look at some of my videos on YouTube, and you know, just type in Ty Causey and just have at it. You know, 17 albums worth of time. It's
way to go, brother. Way to go. Well, Ty, I want you to know you can always come here, man. You have a place here. Just make this your home station, if you will. You always can say, hey, I got something going on. I need to let the people know. Please feel free to come here. Our associate producer, Greg, was just so excited about you. He still is excited about your work and stuff. And he's been bragging about you and posting stuff about you just like crazy. So much love, Greg, for bringing him to the show. We appreciate that, man.
Thank you, Greg.
Yeah, yes, there you go. And I'm about to play one last song of yours as you're leaving. But before you leave, can you just tell us a little bit about it? That one's called Your Love. Let Your Love Rain Down.
Okay, basically, that's a storyline that for lovers, you know, once you find that one, because you know so many people, you know, go through relationships and stuff. They think they're in love, and some people get mistreated, and some people don't want to trust love again. Like I said, and so this song is just reaching out to love itself, and just saying. I finally found love, and where you been all my life? I've been waiting for so long, but I'm glad you found your way. Finally found your way to me. So, and I just want everything about love to just rain down on me. Let your love rain down.
Yes, yes. All right, man. Oh man. By the way, that's a Christian song too. You know that. I just want you to know that. That's a praise and worship song.
Yeah, and I've got. Two gospel albums and a Christmas album, all original material too. So I mean, I got a lot of stuff for people to listen to. Just go to YouTube and you know,
hang out with you, right?
There you go. Absolutely.
All right, my brother. Well, we want to wish you and your family a wonderful and safe Thanksgiving, and we're thankful for you coming on today and being a blessing to Solar Records Radio. And please, like I said, come back anytime, man. We appreciate you. We will keep your legacy alive here on Solar Records Radio and your mom's quote to you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much,
Wardell. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Greg, and God bless you guys, and have a wonderful and safe Thanksgiving.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. We'll see you later on. God bless.
Okay. Take care.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. it's Wardell. You ready?
I'm still hoping.
Truly the right thing to do when you know you got the best to let them know you'll never let go.
Some say the best is under pressure. Temperature is rising, I'm about to blow. Sky high beyond any measure. What I won't do for a moment of pleasure. I've been waiting on so long. Dance with you, you're making my dreams come true.
To those guys all my life. And you know, as a young man, I mean, I was just blown away with those guys. They really Wayne Shorter, you know, they had Jaco Pastorius. My goodness gracious, that amazing bass player who lost his life so early. I mean, it's just they were very special, and made a difference in my life, and that's why we do this Indie Jazz Day, because jazz musicians do not get the kind of love that they deserve at all, and so we want to make sure here on Solar Records Radio that we showcase that we, you know, do our best to let them know how much we care about, you know, their gifts and what they've shared with the world. And same with indie artists, the same thing. So just like we just had Ty Causey, you know, I mean, very talented. He's been doing this for a long time. 17 albums is a lot of records, man. And so I'm just proud of him that he just keeps doing it and keep doing it. And the quality of his music is great. So what a blessing he is. Anyway, guys, we got about another 42 minutes left here in Solar Records Radio today on Indie Jazz Day. And so we're going to just kind of just chill, just have a good time together. And I hope you are good and well. And my friends are traveling around this country because of the holiday tomorrow, Thanksgiving. And so please be careful, especially to my friends that are listening in the car. Much love to you guys. And thank you for being a part of the show. I want to give a shout out to my little cousin Jason. What's up, Jason? Hey, your auntie said to send the link to the show, so I'm assuming that means you are listening to the show. And so I hope you're good. I'll see you tomorrow, Jason. I'm gonna have a good time. It's already been raining here, so we were supposed to go swimming. So we'll see, Jason. We'll see. the song that I played before that was a song that I wrote and produced. I'm the artist, and that's called You're the Best. And so I am an indie artist as well, right? And so even though I'm with Dynasty, which has a record coming out on the 1st of December on ABC Records, so that's going to be fun and interesting. And I'm going to bring the record company on to the show next Wednesday. So you guys, come hang out with us and let's listen to their story. And this opportunity that we have together to come together and to relaunch an old school act like Dynasty. So we're so grateful and appreciative of those guys. Anyway, so I want to keep this music going here. I got my man Tony Morrell next. I'm going to play. He's an indie artist over in the UK. And he gets around. He was just in Amsterdam about a week ago. So here we go, my man Tony. And you guys kick back and relax and enjoy this music here on Soul Love Records Radio. And thank you.
Place called non-existence. And I think it's time that we gave ourselves some distance. And through the stages of love and war, and nothing changing. Tomorrow's not promised. For today, and maybe we'll see through this rain.
We had searched for heaven, what we found was hell. Is there a solution? Only time will tell. Maybe with some patience, we will find our way. Maybe we'll cross the path.
Yeah.
tired of being alone, but will my love
beautiful, beautiful song. You know, I was, when Janet came out with that song, I was in South Africa. And, man, oh, man, I tell you, it was a, let me just turn this down so I don't feedback. It was an amazing time for me being there working with those amazing artists. It was so many. I only went there to work with a couple artists. One was from the Serafina movie. I don't know if you guys ever seen that movie, Serafina. So it was just about the movement and stuff that went down in South Africa. So we were doing the music for that movie. And then I ended up meeting a couple other, singers out there that wasn't signed to the company that I was working for. And they were like, well, can you come over and meet with the owner of the record company so we could get you to produce us? And I said, absolutely. So I went over, I met with the owner of the record company, and next you know, they had me there for another, I was only supposed to be there for 3 months, and I ended up staying there for 9 months. So another 6 months, I stayed there producing not just the artists that I met that night, but I ended up producing quite a few of their artists, just to give them the American feel, you know, something different than what they were getting. And I think that's what they, you know, they were excited because they were in the process of trying their best to create that, but to actually have somebody from America that has been doing it already, that was a blessing for them and for me as well, because I ended up enjoying working with them so much more than I did in enjoying working for the first record company that I got there to work for. It was not the artist, but it was the individual that was behind the company. From a business point of view, I wasn't comfortable with as comfortable with the first company as I was with the second company. Let's say it like that. So, but anyway, guys, this is Wardell Potts Jr., and I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving tomorrow. I know you guys are too, right? So, but, you know, it's so important that you remember what's really, really important. Of course, we want to have the fun and we want to do the family thing. We want to, you know, beat up on each other, laugh at each other, tease each other. And we want to all vote for the Eagles to win whenever they play. I'm just playing. I'm doing that to hurt Jason's feelings. But anyway, we want to, you know, basically have a great time with each other. But the one thing that we really want to make sure is that we travel in a safe way. You know, the statistics of what happens afterwards is so bad. You know, I mean, how many people lose their lives? And it's really because of, you know, drinking and people in a rush and not paying attention. So I want our friends and people that are on the road, please pay attention. Please don't let anyone drive that's drinking, and especially don't let them drive you around if they're drinking, okay? Just try to just make this a beautiful and safe, wonderful holiday, because we need this. After COVID and all the craziness that's been going on in politics and everything, can we just have a good time? Can we just have some fun together? You know, so anyway, so I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving with my friends and with my family out here, and I'm going over to my cousin Cheryl's house, and I'm going to get in a jacuzzi. They think I'm getting in the pool, but I know it's not. I'm not getting in the, it's too cold. I'm not getting in the pool. But anyway, we're going to have fun. All right. So anyway, guys, we're going to keep this music going. We got about another 22 minutes left in the show, and we appreciate you tuning in today. Tomorrow, we will not have a show because tomorrow it's about family time. So we're just going to do the tomorrow. We're going to have a good time just enjoying family. But you can tune in because I will have a show up there for you. All right. So because some of my friends are stuck at home and they don't have, you know, that whole situation going. So I just pray God bless you right where you are and that you have a wonderful, wonderful time. You know, everybody can't travel. I can't, you know, some years I can't go any, I couldn't go anywhere either. You know, I just had to just stay still and just by myself and it was okay. You know, I could do it, right? And so don't be down if that's your situation. It's okay. We love you right where you are, no matter what. All right, guys. So here we go. I'm going to play another song by me. How about that? This is one of my, a song, and I love this singer, and he's just amazing. His name is Joey Diggs, and he's featured on my song, and it's called I Can't Help It. We'll be back.
You know, baby, all I wanna say is, oh, oh, oh. Mm-hmm. Baby, I've tried to hide it, but what you did was wrong when you turned him on. Hey there, you can't deny it.
Like a child on a sunny day. young man. It's a shame the way you're hurting me. It's a shame the way you mess around with young man. You're like a child on a sunny day. First you play with love, then you throw it away.
It's a sure shame.
baby. Now that's the problem. There's a problem with this song. I gotta tell you that. I've been playing the music. I know I played the song, right? But the problem with the song is that, you know, I like you. We've been getting close and hanging out, and you know, you just saw that, and then you tell me at the end of the night you're already somebody else's baby. That's just wrong. If you knew that from the beginning, you shouldn't have danced with me the way that we danced. You shouldn't have kept dancing with me. We had so much fun, and you could see that I was lighting up. I was getting excited, and I didn't want to let you go. I wanted to, you know, just get to know you more. And then you tell me, I guess you had fun too, but you had to accept the reality that you belong to someone else, huh? That's what I'm thinking. I'm already somebody else's baby. Get out of here. I'm upset now. You know, I'm just saying, if I was dating, if I was a single man and I was out and the girl told me that after we had a whole bunch of fun, what? Man, just wasted my night. I could have started focusing on somebody else. Now, you know, I don't get to come out often now. I got to wait till next month so I can come out again. Oh, that's just crazy. Anyway, guys, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Solar Records Radio today. And I want to thank our special guest, Ty Causey, for blessing us with his incredible story and his music. And you guys, if you want to follow him, he's right there on the page of the show. You could get all the information that's been there. Thanks to Greg. Thanks, Greg, for just blessing us with bringing Ty here. We appreciate you, my brother, and you have a great, great rest. Well, you're in the UK, so you're already, it's about bedtime for you, buddy. So, but anyway, guys, we love you and appreciate you tomorrow. Like I said, we won't be doing the show, but there'll be a Throwback Thursday show. It won't be a live show, but it'll be there for you if you want to hang out. But we're going to be eating and having fun, swimming and... Well, I'm not swimming. They think I am. But anyway, I'm going to go and hang out with Joe. We'll go sit in the corner somewhere and talk about God and bless each other. You know, because Jason wants to look at the crazy football game that I'm not interested in. But that's all good. But I'll hang out with Cheryl in the kitchen, too, with the food. Yeah, you got to do it right. You got to be smart, man. You got to play this thing, right? So I'm going where the food is. Anyway, all right, many blessings to all you guys. Take care. And like I said, safe travels. So if you're going somewhere, and just have a wonderful time with your family and your friends. All right. And we'll catch you on Friday as we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records here at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come hang out with us. We'll see you on Friday live again. All right, guys. So anyway, I'm going to play a song for you because it's not an indie jazz song. It's just a song that I really love, and it really means a lot to me. And so you guys, most of my friends know what song I'm going to play. But anyway... You take care. God bless you. And we'll see you later on. Good night.
You fill up my senses like night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me. Let me give my life to you. Let me drown in your laughter. Let me die in your arms. Let me lay down beside you. Let me always be with you. Come, let me love you. Come love me again.
like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again.
Left you by the house of fun. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. When I saw the break of day, I wish that I could fly away. Instead of in my hand, my heart is drenched in wine, but you'll be on my mind forever. Out across the endless sea, I would die in ecstasy, but I'll be a bag of bones driving down the road alone. I didn't